What's the good of me? If I'd have stayed at home, I might have married that girl and kept a little shop on the Hammersmith High Street. Or Theris, a practical taxidermist, with a stuffed fox, like they has in the Aylesby Dairies, in the window. And a little case of blue and yellow glass eyes, and a little wife to call shop. A shop, where the doorbell rang. As it is, I'm only a tummy. A blooming, godforsaken, beer-swilling tummy. Rest on your arms, versed, stand at ease, shun, verse, arms, right and left, turn, slow, march. Alt front, rest on your arms, versed with blank cartridge, load. And that's the end of me. He was quoting fragments from a funeral party's orders. Stop it, shouted Mulvaney. When you've forwarded to Nodden as often as me, over a better man than yourself, you will not make a mock of them orders. "'Tis worse than whistling the dead march in barracks, and if you fellas are taking the sun cool and all, I'll shame for you. You're no better than a pagan. You and your firing parties and your glass eyes, won't you stop it, sir?" What could I do? Could I tell Otheris anything that he did not know of the pleasures of life? I was not a chaplain nor a subaltern, and Otheris had a right to speak as he thought fit. "Let him run, Mulvaney," I said. "It's the beer." "No, it isn't the beer," said Mulvaney. "I know what's coming. He's took his wee now and again, and it's bad. It's bad, for I'm fond of the..."